We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, Nathan Roberts in for Chris Seidens on this Thursday. And our top local story, taxi drivers making noise again. They are demanding that LAX officials once again allow cabbies to pick up passengers at the curbside instead of that central terminal area, instead of being banished at the terminal area, I should say, instead of being banished to the LA exit lot. They're going to be protesting for hours. KNX 1070's John Baird joins us live near LAX with more.
The cab drivers have gathered here in their holding lot just to the east of LAX, and basically they're really upset. You could hear it in their voices today. They say that now that they can't do the curbside pickups, they're losing even more business, and they had already lost a ton when Uber and Lyft came in. Today they're holding a rally, and then they're going to march.
It looks like we've been sold out to Uber, exactly. So far we had four or five rallies. It seems no one got our motion. Please, please, send our message to the public and the party politician. We need to get in. If we do not get in, we will die.
Some of these drivers tell me they've been cab drivers for something like a quarter of a century, but they can barely make ends meet because of the new policies. Now, LAX officials cut down the traffic in the central terminal area by creating the LA exit lot and moving the Lyft, the Uber vehicles, and the taxis over there. And the taxis say that's just not going to work. Reporting live at LAX, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Thank you, John. Health officials trying to determine whether a sick passenger who flew into LAX last night has the coronavirus or just the flu. The passenger arrived at 6:45 on a plane from Mexico City and was immediately placed in quarantine and taken to a local hospital. It is not known if the flight was a connection from China, where the virus has claimed 17 lives. Officials stressing it's just a check. There is no confirmation that this is actually a case of coronavirus. A number of travelers at the airport this morning were wearing masks as they hauled their luggage to and from the international terminal. Some telling KNX they're not worried, but one man was wearing a mask and said, yeah, he's concerned.
Just trying to be safe as much as I can, you know, protect myself, protect other people.
The check on the ill passenger comes a day after Los Angeles County public health officials said it was very possible the area will see at least one patient, given the number of people who travel between Southern California and China. The LA County Metro Board will vote today on whether to move ahead with plans for the biggest shakeup of bus service in 25 years. Metro spokesman Rick Jagger tells KNX that the aim is to add far more buses to the mostly heavily traveled corridors around the county and to boost the number of riders.
Under the plan, buses would arrive every 5 to 10 minutes for about 83% of our current riders, compared to 48% today. And the number of bus lines running every 5 to 10 minutes on weekdays would jump up to 29 lines.
The so-called next-gen plan comes as the transit agency has seen the number of riders plummet from 1.1 million 6 years ago to less than 900,000 now, and that fall has come at a time when politicians have been approving big spending transit projects, saying it is vital to get people out of their cars and onto buses and trains. The controversy continues over alleged mishandling of evidence within the Orange County Sheriff's Office. According to the OC Register, a single deputy was responsible for 74 mistaken reports from over 2 years. Sheriff's officials say they can't talk about a pending discipline case, but the Register reports that the deputy is going through termination proceedings. Well, the state is sending some travel trailers to Los Angeles County. Those trailers will be used as interim housing for homeless people.
The governor's office has announced the county is getting 30 trailers by February 7th. They're expected to house about 100 people. Medical services tents are also coming. County supervisors earlier this week approved a plan to deploy the trailers to public and privately owned lots in the South LA area.
I believe we must work with efficiency and haste
Supervisor Mark Ridley-Thomas, who co-chairs Governor Gavin Newsom's homelessness task force, has been pushing to more quickly get people off the streets.
LA can and should provide the way. Why? Because we are the epicenter of this crisis.
It's estimated there are close to 59,000 homeless people living in the county. Officials say more than half of them have been evaluated and are willing to accept housing services. But there's nowhere near enough facilities available. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A U.S. citizen who was living in Mexico will be in court next week for allegedly trying to trade drugs for weapons and explosives that would have been given to drug cartels.
The suspect, 31-year-old Pedro Roberto Hernandez Gomez, had been living in Tijuana but tried to broker a deal locally to trade heroin and fentanyl for guns and explosives. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms undercover agents met with him in L.A. 2 weeks ago, and after Gomez handed over 4 pounds of drugs and took delivery of 3 automatic rifles, 3 grenade launchers, and what he thought were 72 live hand grenades, he was arrested. Interrogators learned from Gomez he planned to sell the weapons to cartel members in Tijuana. He's now facing charges of possession of machine guns, attempted transfer of explosives, being a felon in possession of firearms, and distribution of heroin and fentanyl. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.